Blog Talk Radio.
Safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth.
Everybody to the show, you dig? Thanks for tuning in. And without further ado, I'm reloading! Welcome everybody to K100 Internet Radio. Hold on. Drums, please. Background music up. Welcome everybody to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show. Hold on, let me get my damn drink right. Yeah, I've been getting over cold, right? So I've been drinking like a lot of, you know, not a lot, just having a little drink, you understand what I'm saying? You feel me? Because you know how it is, man. You know they say, you know, liquor can help you out with the cold. You feel what I'm saying? It's been working wonders. All right, episode 147. It's going to be a good one. The show is not too serious tonight. You feel me? You know what I mean? I'm going to go ahead real quick and open up the phone lines first to my homie Nooney Jr. because he's already on the line. What's happening, homie?
What up? K100. You already know. Verse coming soon.
Hey. I just got the kid verse.
Hey. I wrote it like probably within 40 minutes of you sending it, but it's just, I've been real busy, man, but I got that studio time coming up, so I'm gonna knock it out for you.
All right, man, appreciate it. Thanks for tuning in, man. Thanks for being a part of the show. I'm gonna be a part of your show. I'm not even gonna have an after party tonight, just so I can come over there and hop on your show immediately after K100. You feel what I'm saying? So,
already.
We're gonna go in, because I know your topic is something that a lot of people are gonna feel strongly about, and I might have to check a few people. You feel me? And just bring them back into reality, because they're going to have some crazy excuses. But we'll get into that. You feel me? So make sure if you're listening to this show via the podcast and you've never listened to my homie Nooney Jr.'s show, if you're my friend, of course, you know who Nooney is because he tags me a lot. But if you don't know who he is, he's on Blog Talk Radio 2. Look up under Nooney Jr., N-O-O-N-I-E Jr., Nooney Jr., and check out his show also. It actually airs right after mine, you feel me? And so if you just want to make a night of it for the Blog Talks, you feel me, check out K100. Then check out Nooney Jr., you feel what I'm saying? And he has a great show also. Love his show. It'd be wild and zany, just like K100 can get, you feel me? But he's going to be talking about something that I'm going to want to chime in on. You know, this is my homie, you feel me? We've also got a collaborative song that we're doing together because we're both artists. And it's going to be a monster. You niggas are not ready, all right? www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100. Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Blizzum. My co-host, P-Red, should be calling in on the line sooner or later, all right? 347-934-0966. Want to remind everybody, we're on Facebook. We're on MySpace. We're on iTunes, all right? Make sure you check us out on all of those sites, okay? Facebook.com/K-100. K-100, and also myspace.com/K100, okay? Check out both of them and be our friends if you're not our friends, all right? And also, if you can't catch my show live Monday through Thursday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, which is when we air live, you can come to the site at blogtalkradio.com/K-100, or you can subscribe to the podcast inside iTunes. So for all you Apple users, you are iPad, iPhone, iGadget users. If you got iTunes, which you got to have if you got one of those gadgets, subscribe to the podcast inside the iTunes store. It's totally free. Just go to the iTunes store, go up on the podcast, do a search for K100. When you see the middle finger, that's us. Hit subscribe. It's totally free. Also, artist, if you want to get your music played on K100 Radio, send me an email to k100radio@gmail.com. If you have any feedback or ideas about the show, send all correspondence to the show to k100@gmail.com. Artists, all that I ask is that your music be in an MP3 version and that it be hot. If it sounds like shit, not gonna make it. All right? And it's not necessarily whatever genre or whatever sound you got. I mean, I necessarily particularly like the sound of the song. Like, you know, if you got a pop and snap song that I really don't get into, it doesn't matter. I still run it on the show. How many times I'm going to run it is up for questions. But I will run it. Just make sure it don't sound like you recorded that shit using your cell phone. If it sounds just totally the quality of the song is shit, I'm going to flush it, all right? But so far, I haven't denied anyone at least one spin on K100. And you can also set yourself up for an artist interview and get a chance to talk to the K100 listeners. All we ask in return is that you blast out the K100 show, especially the episode that you aired on your social network, your Twitter, your MySpace, and your Facebook, all right? That's all we ask. A favor for a favor. We're going to blast you out to the over 16,000 downloads and plays that we have. That's not including my live callers. And in exchange for that, we expect for you to promote us. If you can't do that, don't send your shit in, because I am checking to see for the people who did that, all right? Had two artists who said they was going to do it, didn't do it, email me back, try to get another song played, and it's not going to happen. All right? Simple rules, really quick, good way to get yourself promoted out here. If you don't have the money, if you can't afford to pay one of these FM DJs to play your shit, and don't think the rest of them niggas ain't. Be real, nigga. All right, let's go ahead and jump into it. Episode 147. The number to call into the show is 347-934-0966. Once again, 347-934-0966. I got my homie Nooney Jr. on the line early. He checked in. You feel me? What's happening, homie?
Yo, not much, man. I'm just going to hold you down until the co-host get in the building.
All right. Yeah, he's going to be running late. So, with his schedule and stuff, you know, it's going to be difficult for him to call in. He's probably going to call in to the second hour. But that's still the homie, the official co-host of the K1 show is the homie P. Reg. But, hey, I got my homie Nuna Jr. on the line, too. You feel what I'm saying? And, you know, when he's in the building, he's also an official co-host of the show. So I keep the mic open. We know how we do it for the Blog Talk people. You feel me? All right. So, once again, 347-934-0966. I'm going to go ahead and jump into the synopsis of my show. For those of you listening who've never listen to a K100 radio episode, this is what I blast out over my MySpace and my Facebook and my email blast and my text message about what's going to be going down for the show tonight. All right, so I'm reading as I talk right about now. Okay, so episode 147. Am I my brother's keeper? Am I my brother's keeper? That's the name of this show, My Brother's Keeper. All right, this quote from the Bible and movies. You know, like New Jack City, remember Nino walk around the table and he's like, am I my brother's keeper? Yes, I am. When they was balling out of control before everything got fucked up and they burned down the Carter. You know it's going to end, D-Boys. It's just a matter of time. Get in and get out. This quote from movies like New Jack City, you know what I'm saying? It's been said plenty of times throughout the history of man. It's a quintessential question that we ask ourselves as much as we ask, how did we get here? This is one of those questions, like, just like nobody, people can believe what you want to believe. We came here by aliens, evolution, the Bible, whatever. It's still a question is, you know, are we our brother's keeper? Should we look out for our fellow man? You know what I'm saying? It's actually a commandment in the Bible. All right? But I'm going to get into that. Okay? Throughout history, we have proven that over and over and over again, mankind does not feel like we are our brother's keeper. I mean, if you really just think about human history, this is a no-brainer. Am I my brother's keeper? Do people feel like that? For the most part, no. You can say, oh, there are people like Hitler who felt like people were beneath him or whatever, but Hitler could not have overtaken a whole slew of countries by his goddamn self. He had to have followers, you idiots. He had an army of people who followed what he said, thus buying into his theory that he was superior. And throughout history, we have millions of people who killed in the name of whatever, because they never felt like, let alone were they their brother's keeper, they didn't feel like you were even an equal to them. So I don't even have to really ask this question. I'm asking this question, but really it's fucking rhetorical. Because throughout history, mankind has proven time and time and again that we are not the keeper of our brothers and sisters, okay? But I'm going to go ahead and finish reading on. Now, if you want to argue this point, I'm ready for war today, really. I'm just going by history, which tends to repeat itself. All right? You feel me though, Nooney?
Oh, yeah, already.
See if I'm talking over their heads tonight. Okay, so I'm reading on, all right? The way our fellow man has murdered and enslaved each other is a testament to what I'm saying, all right? I believe people, for the most part, don't feel like they are their brothers slash sisters keepers unless they came from the same bloodline. And of course, sometimes that don't even matter. You feel me, Noni?
Oh, yeah. You already know.
Right. I'm pretty sure you can chime in on that. Now, see, you have people who claim to be religious and use the Bible as a guide on how to live, right? And,
right.
Yeah, we still, these are the same people who will not help their fellow man. You feel me? You can be fresh off of church, driving around the city of Atlanta, in your Sunday's best, looking clean in your nice car, and pull up right beside a homeless man on the side of the road with a pocket full of money. You just gave offering and tithes $200 to the church, but won't give him 50 cents. And you got an ashtray full of the shit sitting right there. You
understand
what I'm saying? You feel me? And this is what I'm saying when I say my brother Jesus. All right?
You're right.
Human beings like to think that we are at the top of the evolution chain. We real smug when it comes down to it. We real smug. We really think that we at the top of the evolution chain. But really, we ain't close. You feel me? What is that?
Mm-hmm. Oh, that was a phone I had to go get away from it.
Oh, okay. So we are not at the top of the evolution chain, okay? We are not our brother's keeper. We do not care for one another unless we kind of absolutely know each other. Very rare do you find someone who generally gives, who cares about a total stranger, but we're all on this rock together. There is no general understanding that we are our brother's keeper. I say Cain would be proud of us, right? Cain and Abel, the story where the whole thing came from. Right. I'm not talking over your head, I hope. So here we go. Here's the question.
Hello.
Question one. Do we really care for our fellow man? By nature, I'm asking you, do you really feel like, in general, people who are supposed to be at the top of the evolution chain in the universe, so some of us think, which I really don't think, if that's the case, then the universe is all kinds of fucked up. You feel what I'm saying? But do you think people feel like we are our brothers and sisters keepers? Do we really care for our fellow man by nature? I think the exact opposite. I think you have to be taught and trained to have that mindset. You aren't born that way. We are carnal. We are survival of the fittest. All right? Question number two. Do you feel like the interests of others are just as important as your own? This is a personal question I'm asking you. Do you really feel like the interests of others are just as important as your own? I'm going to go out on a limb and say 90% of the people, if you keep it 100, which is the name of this show, are going to answer that question with a profound no. All right, just to be honest with yourself, all right? How is your relationship, and this kind of crosses over to a second, kind of something else I'm going to get into on the show. How is your relationship with your actual brothers or sister, all right? Are you close? And if you're not close, if you're not even close with your own really real brother and real sister, I'd like to know why not. Because if you can't even be close to them, if whatever they did to you can't be overlooked, how can you say that you are... you have the best interest of all mankind if you can't even work it out with someone who's in your own bloodline. You feel what I'm saying? That tells me a lot about somebody sometimes, all right? Of course, we know everybody has their own history, all right? You know what I'm saying? And reasons why they don't fuck with their own brother and stuff. And I've met some brothers and sisters who've done some fucked up things to their family members. You feel what I'm saying? All right? But at the end of the day... Hold on, my bad. That was my phone now. I killed myself. But at the end of the day... You feel me? How you treat your own fellow brothers and stuff is a testament to how you probably treat other people, all right? Do you feel like your brothers and sisters' problems are yours too? Or do you separate them for yourself? If you got a brother and sister, if they got a problem, is that their problem? Is that on them? Or do you feel like y'all got a problem, all right? What extremes would you go to for your brothers and sisters, all right? Would you go to jail for them? Would you kill for them? I'm talking about your actual brothers and sisters. Because I know half of y'all ain't finna go to jail for a complete stranger or kill for a complete stranger. That's acting too much of a man. That's acting too much of human beings. We ain't built like that. And that's why as a species, extinction is bound to happen for us until we get to that point. All right? For the betterment of the species, we don't even have that thought process. So, but I'm asking you for your own brothers and sisters. Will you go to jail or will you kill for them? And the last question is, do you have someone in your life that you feel like is your brother and sister, but you're not actually related? And how do you feel about them? All right? How do you feel about them? Would you steal a kill for them? You feel me? All right? They're not your real brothers and sisters or whatever, but they are. You feel like they're your brothers and sisters. You call them brother. And you feel that strongly about them. All right? So those are the questions for episode 147. So, of course, My homie Nooney Jr. is on the line. I'm going to let him answer the questions first, Nooney. Now, Nooney, do you feel like people in general as a species, do you feel like we are our brothers and sisters keepers?
No.
Why not?
Because people ain't, like, just like you said, people ain't built like that, man. You know, people are all out for themselves, which I'm not saying that's a bad thing, but that's just how it is. You know, people might do it a little bit, but the average person, and when I say average, I'm talking about more than 75%.
Right.
They're not gonna do nothing that's gonna make them have to sweat, cry, or bleed, or be cold, or be too hot. They're not gonna do it.
Now, let me ask you this, because is it, you can get in religion or whatever, and I know a lot of people that's on the phone lines are probably going to go there. Is it because of the inception of sin in the world, if you're religious, or is it just human nature? If you look in nature, first of all, people, I want to remind everybody that you are a mammal. Okay? Now, whether you believe in evolution, whatnot, or what have you, it really is kind of sort of survival of the fit on this rock. It's called nature, okay? So do you think the fact that we had to survive, in order to survive, we can't really be that way? Or is it just the selfish nature of human, of mankind?
I wouldn't even say it's the selfish nature, because, I mean, some people are born like that, and some people were born selfish, but I know a lot of people who were born to be nice people, and they're very kind, but they end up getting done so wrong, and they end up seeing that being honest and being your brother's or sister keeper will actually get you hurt. So a lot of people don't do it. You know, like maybe when they might be 13 and they helped out somebody and they just got completely just hurt. So, you know, a lot of people end up changing.
Okay. So do you think that people are the way they are and we're not our brother's keeper because of the acts that because of experience is what I'm saying. Do you think
I think it happens because of genetics, and I think it happens because of experience. I mean, I can't put it all on one person. I can't put it on everybody. Some people are just like that. You know, some people have always been selfish, always been grimy, and they've always been like that. And then some people learn how to be like that. And then you have a few people that stay being the sucker, and they are their brother's keeper, but they end up getting done wrong every single time.
Now, listen to what you just said. You just called them a sucker.
Right, sucker.
You think if someone is their brother keeper, they're a sucker?
Yeah, I feel like this, because if they not being your keeper too, then yes, you are a sucker. Or if they do it so much to where you end up altering your whole lifestyle because of another person, then you are a sucker. I mean, no matter, you can say you're keeping it real. Like for example, let's say me and you are friends.
Uh-huh.
And I always have your back, which I'm the type that will have your back. If you
right.
get to a fight, and if it's 30 people, I'm going to jump in. It's going to be me and you against 30 people. But if you
right.
keep doing the same thing every single day, every single week, and I keep falling for it, I keep taking up for you, then I am a sucker.
Okay, all right. So you can have it's okay to be somebody. It's okay to be a person's brother's keeper, your brother's sister's keeper, unless they keep putting you in situations that are in precarious situations that are bad for your health. You feel me?
I feel like this. If you are okay, let's say for example, if you're a firefighter in Atlanta,
uh-huh.
you have a moral and an ethics code to follow. You know that you can't be on Martin Luther King with people that got red rags and blue rags that's been shooting people. You know this. If your brother down there, it doesn't make you fake that you don't help him. But it doesn't make you, some people say, oh, no, I'm going to keep it real. But if you got five kids at home and you're going to go down there and take the gun out your brother's hand and he done shot somebody with it, and now you got the murder weapon and you go to prison, to me, that's not keeping it real. That's keeping it real stupid.
Right, right, right. I'm not trying to judge whether or not people are, quote-unquote, keeping it real when they're their brother's keeper. You feel me? It's a basic question of, should we have each other's backs as human beings? Now, if somebody does some stupid shit, You feel what I'm saying? I'm not advocating that you have the back of an idiot. If somebody's doing some stupid shit that puts you in a situation where you could get
okay.
hurt or go to jail
well,
or whatever,
hey,
you feel what I'm saying? That's not being your brother. I'm talking about simply looking out for your fellow man.
Yeah, I got you. Well, the way I was raised was to help out people. If somebody
uh-huh.
need help, even if you don't know them. But now, how far you help them, that's a whole other story, you know?
Uh-huh.
That's just like earlier when I was driving to class, I saw a guy who appeared to be homeless. Now,
uh-huh.
I don't know if he's homeless or not, but he appeared to be dirty. He had some old clothes. He said that he was a United States Marine Corps veteran, and he didn't have nowhere to stay, didn't have no food. I gave him 2 bottles of water, and I
uh-huh.
had gave him some cough drops.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I didn't even know this dude. I mean, that's just what I had did. I didn't give him no money.
Well,
but I
yeah.
did give him two bottles of water, and I gave him the cough drops because, you know, it'd be getting cold at night.
Right. Well, ain't nothing wrong with that. You feel what I'm saying? Who says you got to give? I mean, I know they want money, but if you give them whatever, now if they don't accept whatever you give them, you feel what I'm saying? And that's they ungrateful ass, and that's not on you. They just being ungrateful. You feel what I'm saying? But that's not on you. You feel me? So let me go ahead and ask you the next question, all right? Now, let me see, where's number 2 at? Oh, okay. Do you feel like the interest of others, of other human beings is in the best interest of yourself? Do you feel like the interests of others are just as important as your own? Because if there's people hungry way the fuck over in Africa, is that important to you as you being hungry? Do you care as much about people over in Africa starving as you do about people over where you, even people in your own hood, I would even say, not even yourself, just say your own hood. Do you care as much? Did you care about Haiti when it happened as much as you did New Orleans? You feel me?
Yeah. To me, it was the same thing. I had the same reaction. The only difference in reaction would be that I wasn't physically there. I was physically in Louisiana when that happened, but as far as like the thoughts that was running through my head, it made me cry. You know what I'm saying? Because I actually saw a lot of the similar things happen
uh-huh.
that were going on TV, and I know TV don't really show you. You know what
right.
I'm saying? You have to go there and you have to smell death. You feel me?
Right.
You have to
right.
smell it to really understand it. If you can't smell it, and they just showing you HD TV on them $8,000 cameras, that's not really showing you.
Right.
But,
right.
That really bothered me. I felt
okay.
like it was the same, if not worse.
Okay, so you do care. You do feel like the interest of people that you never met or whatever affects you. It matters to you. Other people,
yeah.
like, even though it don't affect
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I wouldn't say all people, but you know, a lot of situations.
But
even
why
if
not?
I show it, even I don't know. I feel like some people get themselves into a lot of stuff, but like with the Haiti thing, they didn't have anything to do with that.
Mm-hmm. All right.
They were innocent. You feel me?
Okay. So let me ask you this next question. How is your relationship with your actual brothers and sisters? Are you close? And if you're not close, why aren't you close?
I'm close to all of them besides 2 of them.
Uh-huh. And why are you close to them? Is it because they've done some action?
It's because theft, stealing stuff of mine. And never saying sorry about it, and you know, they kept doing it my whole life, and we would fight, and then when the police would come out there, they would make it look like I was the one that started everything. But you just stole my brand new Jordans. You just stole my food. You just stole my math book that I got to go to class with. And if I don't pay these people to get this book back, I will not pass.
Right.
And you
right,
just
right.
stole that from me just because you got a habit.
Right. So do you feel like when someone is your brothers and sisters or whatever, is there some sort of unconditional love for your siblings that people should have because that's your brother? You hear a lot of times people say, man, it don't matter, man, blood thicker than water. That's your brother. You should give because you should be your brother's keeper. Do you feel like that?
I think for the most part, yeah. But, man, people cross the line, you know, and it makes you kind of pull away. You kind of see what I'm saying? Like,
right.
It should be like that, and you should forgive them almost no matter what they do. But sometimes, man, even a brother or sister can really make you distance yourself from them based on the type of stuff that they do.
Right, right. So number four. Go ahead.
It ain't even just the stuff they do. It's the repeated stuff. They keep doing it. Just keep it like they basically they have no type of sympathy or they're heartless towards you because they it's like they know that since that's your brother or your mother or your father that you're gonna show that love to them. So they keep doing it. It's like they taking advantage of it.
Because they're your brother, people feel like because they're your brother, whatever, they can keep doing things. I understand that. So do you feel like your brother's problems or your brother's or your sister's problems or your problems, that, you know, the ones that you are close to, if you got a brother and he got some kind of issue or whatever, do you feel compelled because that's your brother or sister to look out because of it, because of that, because that's your brother or sister, or do you like, shit, that's their problem, whatever, if it's your brother?
Nah, most definitely. I've always been the giver, you know what I'm saying? But I have learned to limit my giving, you know, but I still have it inside of me. Even if I don't do it, it's in me to take responsibility and be accountable for my people. And that's just
right.
How I am.
All right. So what extremes would you go for your brothers and your sisters? And you know what I'm saying? Would you go to jail or kill for them?
Yeah.
You would?
Yeah. I'd already done did certain things. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, I mean, you know, I know you don't know me from the past, but if you knew me before the military, then you would definitely know what I'm talking about. You know,
right.
I done already went all the way on the line and raised my hand high and did all that stuff for a sister and a brother. So yeah.
Okay, last question.
Most definitely.
Okay, so last question. Do you have someone in your life that you feel like is your brother and sister, but you're not actually related? And how do you view them? You know what I'm saying? It's not really your brother, your blood brother, whatever. But do you have anyone in your life that you actually come that close to that you really feel like you got a love for them, like a brother, like a sister, like a real blood brother sister?
Yeah, man, for sure. I mean, you know, it was one of them situations. It was on some rap stuff. Like, you know, I met the cat up at the studio and he looked out for me. You know, people was trying to jerk me for my masters. You know, and for all y'all who don't know what a master is, that's your music. You know, that's your music. You know, and whoever has access to your masters could have a lot of access to you. You know, they can do a lot of things, of bad stuff.
Right.
So this cat stopped the people from doing it just because they had did it to him, and he never told me that he was the person that had helped me. He just got it to where I could have it, you know, back. And every time I had a problem, he just looked out for me. And, you know, I ended up finding out that I reminded him of his little brother that had got murdered before. So he always treated me like I was his little brother. So I ended up treating him like he was my big brother because he always looked out for me. If I was getting jumped or something, because when I first started doing music in Georgia, every time I'd get on stage, like, them dudes out there were hating so much, it'd be like 100 people just rush the stage trying to fight me.
Uh-huh.
And this cat would get up there with 10 of his cousins, and we would clear the whole stage.
Right.
So,
hey,
you know what I mean?
If they got your back like that, then you could be, if he your brother's keeper, and if he look at you like that, and he hold it down for you like that, then I can understand why you would have that kind of, you know what I'm saying? That kind of brotherly love for them. You feel me? I think a lot of people, especially people who don't have siblings, tend to have people in their life that they got love for like that. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? But it's funny when you meet somebody, you know, that has love like that for somebody that actually does have siblings. You know what I'm saying? It takes a lot. I actually have two or three people in my life like that, and it took years of being cool with them and going through things with them. You feel me? And struggles and shit. In order for you to develop that kind of bond with them, you feel what I'm saying?
Right.
Exactly. All right. So I'm going to the phone lines now. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. I got my homie Nooney Jr. on the line from the Nooney Jr. Show. K100 Internet Radio. You dig? Hit the number one if you want to talk. All right. I got some people on the line, but you got to hit the number one if you want to talk to me. I'll come to your phone lines. All right. So, I got my homie, let's see. Oh, this is my homie Raspy Rawls. Raspy Rawls is on the line. I see my homie Mike, I think, down there too. He'll be next. I see Shay on the line. A couple more people. You feel me? Raspy, what's happening, homie? Thanks for calling the show.
What it do, man?
Thanks for calling the show, man. Episode 147. Am I my brother's keeper? Now, Raspy, you know, I feel like my homie on the line right here is one of the people who like to be like his brother's keeper, to complete strangers to people he never met, because he's all about informing people about shit that you really should probably know about. You feel what I'm saying? What's going on in society, with the government, whatever. Whatever stance you take on some of the things that he may post up in his feed on Facebook or whatever, you may agree or not, but he's all about informing people and keeping people informed. That's a form of being your brother's keeper. That's it. That's a way of looking out for people that you have absolutely no stake in their personal life. You know what I'm saying? But you're just trying to help them and inform them with something that they probably should know. You feel what I'm saying? So with that being said, I'm going to go ahead, and I know this about the brother because I'm friends with him and on Facebook, even though I never met him. He's informed me about some things that I needed to know, and that he had nothing to gain outside of the betterment of his people from producing that information. So with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and jump to the questions. Now, homie, do you think that people in general now feel like we are our brothers and sisters keeper? Do we really care for the most part for our fellow man by nature?
Not in this society, not in this day and age.
Not in this day and age. Has we checked? Was it? Do you think it was like that before and it's not now? Why?
Yeah, I think it's like that now because the devil, the beast, they put more into objects and things than they do into person. The value of a person's life is less than some rims or something. How you put some rims over somebody's life?
So why are we here then? Why are we here then? You saying it's the devil, but I mean,
is that
your ultimate answer? Is the devil? Is the work of the devil that we like this?
Cause look, let me put it to you like I told somebody earlier. It's really God's plan. Cause no matter, like I put on my status earlier, God, the same God created me, the same God created Charles Manson. So whatever evil going on in the world, God allowing it to go on for a certain reason. So, you know what I'm saying? It's all part of his plan. We don't know what it is. But, you know what I'm saying? Like, the Bible speaks it. Everything going on now, the Bible speaks it.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? It's all part of God's plan.
Do you feel like the interests of others are just as important to your own? Do you feel like people that's over in Africa starving, does that ever seem just as important to you as what you got going on? Like, your light bill need to be paid. But people over here in Africa are starving. Do you equate those things with the same value as important? You do.
I'm a humanitarian. Yeah, I'm a humanitarian.
So you care. So you care as much about people over in Africa starving as you do about whether or not your lights be on. The same amount of care.
I do now. You know what I'm saying? Now that I'm on the path that I'm on. Now before, I ain't gonna lie to you. Before, I probably would have said, "Man, look, they over there. They probably put themselves in that predicament." But now, nah. You know what I'm saying? I done learned that my God gonna provide my every need. So, shit, why? You know what I'm saying? I put everybody in the same category, no matter rich or poor, high or low, you know what I'm saying? White or black. You know what I'm saying? I put everything in the same category. It's all in the same aspect for me. That's why I do what I do.
All right. So, how's your, do you have brothers, actual brothers and sisters, blood brothers and sisters?
Yeah, I'm waiting on my brother to get in now. He on the highway. He drive 18 wheelers. He coming in now. Waiting on his ass now as we speak.
Okay, so how is your relationship with them? Are you close to them? And if you have a brother or sister that you're not close to, for whatever reason, why aren't you close to them? Why aren't you? You know,
we close. We close. All of us close. We can't be around each other for too long. None of us. We can't. Like, we can only be around each other for like 2-3 days at a time together. You know, after that, all right, now everybody needs to start separating.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We love each other, but we don't need to be all up here. We be with each other all our life. If you go your fucking way, I'm going to go my way. If you need me, nigga, call me. I'm coming.
All right. So you do feel like your brothers and sisters' problems are yours too. You feel me? Do you separate from them? Your brother got a problem out there on the road. That's your problem immediately because of your brother, right?
Yeah. Okay. That's how we raised.
Well, listen now, because you're saying that's how you raised, but I'm telling you right now, there's somebody on this phone line, and I'm going to get to somebody at some point who was raised the same way as you, who don't fuck with their brother and sister right now, for whatever reason. So how you were raised, it doesn't matter.
Like this. It's like this. Me and my sister, like me and my older sister, like she raised me while my mom would be at work, so she like my second mom. But me and her can get into it. Like, we might not talk for weeks on end, but if I get a phone call from, like, one of my siblings, one of my other siblings saying, "Did you know this happened with your sister? She ain't call you because y'all ain't speaking." I don't care. We mad. Or we beefing. Me and her beefing. Ain't nobody else about to beef with her at all. I can beef with her because that's mine. But ain't nobody else.
Hello.
ain't nobody else got to.
I feel you. That's how I am with mine. I cannot be able to talk to my brothers, you know what I'm saying, for months or whatever, weeks or whatever. You feel what I'm saying? But if somebody calls and somebody fucking with them, nigga, it's all the way live with me. I'm not even playing. My blood brothers, yeah. You feel me? And I, you know what I'm saying? You know, people, you know, be like, man, I wasn't even really raised around my brothers from my daddy, but we've become closer over the years as they got older. You feel what I'm saying? And I wasn't even raised around them, and I got love for them just like my brothers that I was raised with my mama, who I was raised in the house with. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Because I'm like, at the end of the day, they're my brothers, so I can understand that. You feel me? I can go a long time without talking to my brother, but at the end of the day, if I'm somewhere around and somebody talking about they fucking with who and then what, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I'm all in right at that point. Like, I just hung out with them all yesterday or whatever. It don't matter. And so a lot of people are like that, but some people aren't. And I'm interested to talk to the people who don't fuck with their brothers and sisters like that, because it's like Nudie said, he got some brothers and sisters that stole from him or whatever. I would like to know what is it about him that make you can't let it go. You feel what I'm saying? Like, Noonie, let me ask you a question. Let me ask Noonie a question. Hey, Noonie.
All right. What's up?
The brothers and sisters that you said that stole from you, whatnot, what have you, whatever, they did that to you. But right now, somebody called and said somebody is fucking with them. Would you ride?
Oh, yeah, but I still don't like them.
Okay. All right.
Let me tell you why that is. Like, they stole from him, and he don't like them. This is what it is. Your family feel, because you love them, that they can go ahead and hurt you, and you're going to get over it. But to me, your family are so close to you, they're the ones that should hurt you, so that will hurt you the most, because it was them that stole from you.
Exactly.
Now, hey, I don't even want to take up too much time, but I got an uncle now, and it's totally different.
Uh-huh.
I'm talking
hey,
about
what you mean.
Totally different.
Totally different. How you don't fuck
at
with
all.
Me.
Zero, nothing.
Well, you know, to be honest with you, they say family is family, but I put more stock in mama, daddy, brothers, immediate sisters than you do first cousins, uncles, and aunts. Now, you feel me? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I know people say family is family,
I got
at the end of the day, and that's not, you know. There is a difference between the relationship that brothers have, depending on how you was, you know, came up. But a lot of times, more often than not, you're going to see people that's closer to their siblings than they are to an uncle. You feel what I'm saying? So that's not far-fetched to say somebody got an uncle or an aunt that they don't fuck with, period. You feel what I'm saying? I don't think that's a stretch at all. I think everybody's probably got one in their family they don't fuck with, to be honest with you, especially in the black family. I'm just saying, honestly.
Yeah.
You feel what
yeah,
I'm saying?
Some white folks too.
Right.
They got some uncle that in there. I don't fuck with that nigga. I don't fuck with my own.
Right. So let me ask you this, Brass, when we get to the rest of the callers. 904, you up next. What extremes would you go to for your brother and sister? Would you go to jail or kill for them?
Shit, you already know that answer.
All right.
I'm like my little brother Noon. I had to raise my hand before too.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Okay, so last question. Do you have someone in your life that you feel like is like a brother or sister to you, but you're not actually related, but you fucks with them that much, you got that much love for them, like, nigga, it's like your brother, you really feel like that about them?
I got a few. I got one I'm on the phone with tonight.
The homie Noonie Jr., right?
Yeah, that's my little brother. Ride or die, Noonie Jr. called me today. Nigga, if he need me, I'm there.
Right.
No questions asked. If you called me, I don't want to know nothing, because if you didn't need me, you wouldn't have called me.
Right, exactly. So, I got a couple of people in my life. I got three male people that I feel like, you know what I'm saying, in my life, that's like my brothers, man. You feel me? I'm a ride or die with them. You feel what I'm saying? That's my homie Big Swole. You feel me? I'm my homie P-Red. You understand what I'm saying? You feel me? Them like my brothers, you know what I'm saying? I got other family members that's cousins that I love like that, like my brothers, that's like my brothers, but they're my cousins. You know what I'm saying? But they still family, so I don't want, you know, we family still. You feel me? But I love them like I love my brothers.
Yeah, I got two best friends. One a female, one a male.
Right.
Same thing with them. That's my sister and my brother. You know what I'm saying? They call, I'm gone. I don't even want to know what happened. That's
right.
Thing about if you call me, because I take shit to the extreme. So if you call me, you know what you're calling for.
Right.
So bullshit, because when I come, I'm not coming for nothing else but one purpose.
Right.
So
and I can understand
that. You know what you're calling me for, so you don't need to tell me no detail. Just tell me who and I'm coming.
Right. Last question. I hear him, though. He ain't bullshit. Last question. Do you have? Oh no, no, I did. I just asked that question. I did. That was the last question. All right, Raspy. Stay on the line. Let me get the damn calls, man. You feel me? All right. From the 904. What's popping?
What's up, boy?
What's going on, man? This is my homie Mike.
Yes, sir.
Duval in the building. Yeah.
Duval 904 to bang them where they hang them. Hello.
Right.
Yes, sir, baby.
347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show if you're listening on the internet. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. Make sure you press the number one if you're on the phone line. Listen to the instructions because I won't come to you live unless you got that hand raised, which means you press the number one, okay? K1's Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizm. I got my homie Nuna Jr. on the line from the Nuna Jr. Show. Got my homeboy, Mike G. This is another one of my partners, man. You feel me? You know, Nuna, this is one of my homeboys I met when I was in the military. You feel what I'm saying? And this is like one of two people that I'm still in contact with. Out of all the people I met when I was in the military, I'm still only in contact with two of those people and my ex. She's still my homegirl. You feel me? But I only met two dudes that I really still keep in contact with to this day. And this is one of them right here on the line. You feel what I'm saying? So this is my homie Mike.
Really?
You know what I'm saying? You know, me and Mike then fought together. And, you know, it is what it is. You feel what I'm saying? Had a nigga back, whatever. You know, when you go to the military, you meet a lot of people that you end up being cool with. Because, like, if you like me, that was the first time I had ever really been away from my little small town like that. And so I had to first learn how to even trust and even fuck with other people that I didn't know like that, which was a big adjustment for me. And then, you know, you kind of meet people and feel people out. And then you meet some cats and, you know, when you realize a nigga really got your back, like, you know what I'm saying? Niggas finna do something or jump on you. And this nigga like, fuck that. This my homeboy from the boat. Whatever, nigga. This ride or die, nigga. What's happening? And that's kind of how, you know, we became cool. A fight over. Where was it at, Mike? Haifa? Was that it?
You had my back. That's what I was talking about. I like this nigga right here.
Because you was my nigga on the boat. You feel me? And you know what I'm saying? You
yeah.
know, it was like, this homeboy from the boat, man. And niggas was trying to try. I'm like, hold on.
I remember I had to talk you out of just going your way and saying, fuck this Navy shit. Your first, like, 3-4 months, you were like, man, I'm going back to my grandma's and Panama City, man, fuck this shit. I was like, man, don't do it, man, don't do it, man.
He did.
That was life-changing, though, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it was, man. This is another one of my homeboys. I feel like, you know what I'm saying? It's like my brother, man, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? You know, this is a dude that I know that at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? If it pop off, this nigga gonna pop off with me. You feel what I'm saying? And so he was one of the few people that I met like that in the military. Because I met a lot of niggas that was just like, they don't fuck with you and they don't know you. Only ass niggas. You know what I'm saying? So here we go, Mike. Episode 147. Mike, do you feel like, now this is not, we're not talking about like your blood brother or whatever, but do you feel like people in general have our brothers and sisters back? Are we really our brothers and sisters keepers? Do we care for our fellow man by nature?
Man, some people do, man. Like, I don't know if black people do as much as they used to. I don't know. I got some Mexican homeboys, man. There's four of them, man. They brothers. I mean, they disagree and whatever, but, like, I got into one of his brothers, and he was dead wrong. This is my partner. He was like, hey, man, you know, this is my brother, man. I'm like, what? Well, shit, your brother's wrong. He's drunk. He's doing it. He's like, I don't care. You know, that's still my brother. I'm like, oh, hell no.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's some bullshit right there. You know, some people, I don't know, some people are like that. You know, I'm not like that, though.
You're not. So you don't, why do you feel like people, not people that you know or whatever, but why do you feel like people in general, like, do you feel like most people care about starving little kids in Africa, or most people are just like, fuck it, that ain't got nothing to do with me?
Man, people will act like they do, man, but us as Americans, I don't give a fuck what race you are, motherfuckers really don't care at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we infatuated on how big our car is, how big our house is. You know, it's just the way we are, you know what I mean? I'm just one of them people that admit shit. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people want to act like, you know, the shit doesn't go on. But, you know, of course, yeah, if it's in my face, I care about it. You know what I'm saying? I do. It concerns me. You know what I'm saying? I consider myself kind of a liberal type person. You know what I mean? But at the end of the day, you know, us as Americans, we really don't give a fuck. If it don't affect us immediately, you know what I'm saying?
Okay. All right. So do you feel like the interests of others are just as important as your own then? You do. You feel like, you got to answer this question. This is the question that I want y'all to answer honestly. This is actually the most difficult question. Do you feel like do you feel like your the interests of others are just as important as your own? So are you really going to sit and tell me that a little kid being hungry in Africa means as much to you as you not being able to pay your light bill or your car note? Is it that important? Is it really just as important to you, bro?
No, it's not.
It's not. That's
not most people going to say something different, but it's not. We care
about
ourselves.
Yeah, that's the question
you got to
answer honestly. I can honestly say that I care about little kids in Africa starving, but at the end of the motherfucking day, nigga, and maybe I'm just a selfish person. I don't know. You can say what you – I don't know if this is selfish, if this is like Raspy said, this is the devil or something or whatever, but I really don't put that much stock in little kids in Africa starving as I do with what the fuck I got going on in my immediate vicinity with my life. If that's right or wrong, I don't know. I guess you could say, yeah, that's wrong because we're not our brother's keeper. Like,
you know, it's just like, you know, I look on TV and, you know, and you see, man, hundreds of thousands of Iraqi people died and shit in the war and shit.
Right.
But, you know, I'm still more affected by, you know, a helicopter went down with 20 Americans in it. I'm more, and it shouldn't be, but I'm more like, damn, you know, them soldiers, you know, I was in the military. I know how them guys are. You know, I guess it's just, you know what I'm saying, you I don't know. I think that's just more like a... I don't think it's a cultural thing. I think it's just how we came up in this country. You know, we kind of a selfish type nation. You know what I'm saying? We care about us.
Would you agree, Nooney, about that? Is it an American thing?
Yeah, man. I think America is one of those countries that feel like they can do whatever they want to do to people, and like nothing. Like, they ain't nobody supposed to do nothing back because they're under a false pretense that America is the strongest nation on earth and, you know, all that old craziness or whatever. So, yeah, I agree with what he's saying.
Okay, all right. So, next question, Mike. Now, this is,
yeah,
this
I
is
ain't
your,
saying it's right. It's just the way it is, you know.
Yeah, definitely it's not right. It's not. To be honest with you and everybody on the phone lines.
Hold
I
on, listen. Hey, I didn't mean like he was right. I'm saying like what he said. I agree with him. That's what I mean.
Right. Okay. You know? What I'm saying is, I don't feel like it's right that I care more about my lights or my car note being paid than little kids starving in Africa. Do I really think that that's right in the grand scheme of things?
Why you keep bringing up Africa?
Because I just said they are starving in Africa. Because little kids in Africa starving, but it's little kids starving in Mexico too. It's little kids starving in Afghanistan too. But I just said Africa because just what the fuck? Hey man. You know, every time you look at the damn commercial, I'm just saying. You know what I mean? But it's kids starving everywhere in Yugoslavia. Goddamn it! I'm just saying. Stop! Don't start me. Right. Don't make me fuck up, Mike. The point is, people. Before Mike tried to throw a wrench in my damn works right here. The point is, I don't feel like it's right that I feel that way, but it is how I feel, and I'm gonna say 90% of the people on the line now, Raspy. My homie Raspy Raw said he do care as much, and I can't argue with him. You feel me? If that's how he feels, he cares and he does. But I realistically think that, for the most part, people do not care as much about what's going on with their fellow man, especially when their fellow man is not within arm's reach or even in the same country, as they do with what's going on in their own house. People don't give a fuck about what's going on with people in their own county, let alone all the way across the other side of the globe. So to say that you really give a fuck about little kids starving in another country as you do about you not being able to pay your car note, I don't. I just simply don't. And I don't think that 99% of the people that are on this phone line or in this world do. I think it's human nature. But the question is, why are we like that? When so many of us say that we're religious and we believe in the Bible and go by all that, at the same time, you know damn well, even as a Christian, you could have just left Sunday church, but you ain't really gave no thought about little kids starving over in Africa, but let your light bill.
Man, so you bring a church into it, man. And
well,
church,
because my brother's keeper is a biblical commandment. That's a biblical commandment.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, you can name a hundred things in the Bible that are hypocritical, man. Come on now. We ain't gonna change the subject, you know what I'm saying? But I mean,
I don't know how religion
comes into the equation.
Because the story of Cain and Abel is renowned in this country, and for people that go to church every Sunday and all that stuff, at the same time be the same people who really don't care about their brother's keepers or their fellow man, I'm calling them out on it. right now on the show. Yeah. They should be the main ones. They should care more than me. They go to church every Sunday, right?
Yeah.
Okay, then.
Yeah.
So the next question. Do you feel like you, this is your real brothers? Do you feel like your brothers and sisters problems or yours? How is your relationship with your actual brothers, your blood brothers, and your actual siblings? Is it good? And if it's not, why not?
Well, that's interesting. You know, that's why I called in, because I actually got into it big time with my brother a couple months ago when I went up to Virginia. You know, he in the Navy, he's a lieutenant commander. He's doing real good. He's making six figures, you know what I'm saying? He's doing real good with his life, you know. And we got into it. We got a little tipsy, and he started saying something about, you know, I feel like he feels he's better than him. He straight up said, I'm better than you, and you're jealous of it. You know what I'm saying? Because he make more money, you know, and he got a good career for himself. So I guess to answer your question is, we definitely ain't as close as we used to be. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
This is my brother. We ain't nothing but a year and a half apart. We was tight, you know what I'm saying? But I don't know. I mean,
look, you know, Mike, you call on my show and you say a lot of bullshit, and a lot of times we have to goddamn kill you. But this time, if your brother actually say that to you, to say that to your own brother, I am better than you and you're jealous, I don't know if you, I would never say that to my brothers. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? I can see a brother saying, nigga, you jealous of me for whatever reason, but for me to actually say, I'm better than you, and that's why you're jealous of me, I would never formulate my mouth to say that to my brothers, you know what I'm saying, ever, because I don't ever feel like a career move or whatever makes you better than anybody. How much money you make don't necessarily make you better than nobody, because you can make $100,000 a year but still cheat on your wife and beat her. I don't. So who's the better person? What do you say about that, Noonie? What do you say about a brother saying that to another brother?
I think that's very, very cool.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's just cruel. I don't even know his situation, but whatever it is, if you're gonna be my brother, you know, help me. Don't talk down on me. You feel me?
Right.
Just because you're an officer in the Navy and you feel like you got retirement benefits, like, you know, what about when we was 12 and I was fighting with you when you was getting jumped, or you was fighting with me? You know, it shouldn't even matter.
His answer to all that is, I grew up from that. I got away from that environment. You want to still live in it. You still want to be like that. You need to grow up. Da, 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 da. You know what I'm saying?
That's the problem I have. You know what? That's cool and all, but the problem I have with shit like that, when people say shit like that, let's say, for instance, y'all was cool and he was a lieutenant commander in the Navy and y'all didn't have that fight. Let's say y'all did go out to a bar and got to drinking tonight and the motherfucker
It's funny because he did. He went out there, you know, he graduated Florida State, so he was talking shit. We up in there in Virginia, they playing Virginia Tech. He's in there, and these white dudes was like talking shit, you know. You know, I knew he had my back, but you know what I'm saying? It's like, it's ironic that, you know what I'm saying? You said, you know, I'm better, you know. It's still in the back of my mind, you know, and I mean, he squashed it or whatever when he got sober and shit, you know what I'm saying? But you can't really take back nothing like that, you know? So I don't know.
That's fucked up for a brother to say. Noonie concurred, and I really feel like as a brother, you should never say drunk or not, nigga, because see, the thing about it is sometimes when you're drunk, you say the shit you really feel. You feel what I'm saying? You know, it's that truth serum sometimes. You feel so sometimes?
And like, hey, like, another thing, we don't even know what the homie done did for his brother. We don't know how many losses he done took for his brother. So his brother, it's like, if I done ever done something for you and then you're going to throw that at me, it's like you don't even care about me. Like, you don't care about nothing that I did. It just makes everything that he ever did for him like a slap to the face. Like, it didn't matter.
Right. Yeah. I can understand that, man. I'm with you. I'm side with you on that one, Mike. I got to. You know what I'm saying? That's real fucked up to say to your own fucking brother. You feel me? But right now, after all that being said, right, this is an interesting question. Mm-hmm. What extremes would you go to for your brother right now? Would you go to jail or kill for him right now?
You know, that's the sad part. I would for him, but I don't think he would for me. Mm-hmm. He would say, you know, I ain't going to throw my life away and my family away because you done got yourself into some shit. If it's right there in front of him. Now, back in high school, you know what I'm saying? Back in the day, you know what I'm saying? He's a total burner and everything. I mean, this is how he was. You know what I'm saying? But he feels because he came out of that shit. You know, he looked down upon all that shit. Like the school he went to in Chicago, he's like, man, I would, man, you know, I don't want my kids around that type of environment.
Wait. There's nothing wrong with, hold on. Now, I'm going to defend him on this point. There's nothing wrong with growing up, getting about the hood, and not wanting your kids to have to experience the hood shit that you've been through. I don't want my kids to go through half of the shit I went through growing up. That is not forgetting where you came from, Mike. That is not forgetting where you came from, bro. When you want to grow up and have better for your kids, and you don't want them to experience and go through all that shit, why? What parent? See, then he would be failing as a parent. You feel what I'm saying? As a parent, you should always.
Oh no, I mean I understand that, but like you know, like to say, I don't know, like he don't watch, he don't let his daughters watch certain shit. I don't know. He definitely don't raise his daughter the way that, you know, we were raised at all.
Okay,
you know,
well, maybe how y'all
like
was raised, but not ideally. But maybe how y'all was raised was not ideal, bro. That's not a...
Well, of course
not. Well, okay then. So
well, sheltering your kids ain't either.
Well, yeah, but still, man. I mean, at the end of the day, he going to raise his kids the way he want to do. That doesn't necessarily mean he's, you know, forgetting you as a brother or forgetting where he came from at the end of the day. Now, I'm going to tell you something. What Nunez said earlier, before I go to the next caller, I got some people on the line. I got to jump to the next caller because they're raising their hand. But before I go to the next caller, something Nunez said earlier, it definitely applies to you and your situation. If you go out here and you're doing some wild, ignorant shit and think just because you got drunk and you went and goddamn wanted to go have a shootout with a nigga that your brother's supposed to go ride or die with you, and you got a wife and three kids at home, and he's a lieutenant commander in the Navy, you got another motherfucking thing coming. You feel what I'm saying?
Well,
he's not supposed
not.
To follow you. To
That's
the motherfucking-
why I said, but guess what? If he called me and he had that kind of problem, guess what? I'd be there. But I wouldn't really even call him. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I got
If you loved him, you wouldn't call him because
shit.
You're going to – if you love – let me – Nooney, do you feel what I'm saying, Nooney? If you loved your brother, you wouldn't call him.
Yeah, man, whether whoever's wrong or right, he's worried about his family and himself. So I feel like you need to worry about you and whoever else that you're responsible for. Because obviously, he is number one in his life. You are not even number two, number three, four, or five. You can get mad at him. You can say, man, that dude there know it crazy. But I'm telling you, son, you got to worry about you, man. You know, and as much as I hate to say it, as much as I hate to be like that towards any of my brothers, it is what it is. You know, I don't knock you for it because I actually admire you. I commend you for keeping it real and keeping it 100. But to keep it 100 is to keep it 100 with yourself first.
All right.
And you have
to
do that.
So last question, Mike. Last question. Do you have someone in your life that you feel like is your brother and sister, you know what I'm saying, that you're not actually related to, you feel me, but you feel like they're your brother and sister, you got love for them like a brother?
Yeah, I got friends like that. I mean, you one of them, you know what I'm saying? I mean, sometimes, you know, up there we just talk about shit, you know what I'm saying, life, you know.
Right.
I mean, it ain't all about, you know, hey, I'm going to come up there and get on some hoes, you know what I'm saying? I call you sometimes, you know, when stepmom died and my dad was dying. Yeah, I mean, people like that's when you know who your real friends are, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You talk to them like that, you know what I mean? I got a couple homeboys like that, you know.
Right.
Okay.
So, I got to ask you this before I move on. And I'm just staying on you because it's interesting when you have people who grew up tight like that with a brother and they change and everybody go both ways. Y'all are living night and day lives right now. You feel what I'm saying? He's doing one thing and you're doing the exact total opposite of what he's doing right now. You feel me? But these people that you say are your brothers or whatever, at the end of the day, let's just give you, I'm going to give you a scenario. Me, you, and your brother, we all out. And me and your brother get into it. About some bullshit. At that moment, the way you feeling about your brother, the way you say you feel about me, whose side would you take? Would you be like the Mexican in the scenario that you said and say, fuck that, that's my brother?
No.
You wrong? Or
no.
No, you wouldn't?
No. Now, back in the day when we was kids, that happened. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
That happened when we were kids. Uh-huh. You know, my friend was like, damn, dog, why you still on me? I'm like, shit, you did the best of my brother. Shit, I got to help my brother out. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Man, we're supposed to be boys. We still going to be boys. That's still my brother. Gotta have, you know what I mean? But now, nah. It would be different.
It's funny how time changes.
Yeah.
And life can change.
It was all good just a week ago.
It's funny though, ain't it, Nooney? Though you hear this story, but you hear this goes on a lot. You feel what I'm saying?
Hey man, you know? I really hope people are listening to what he just said. Like it's a lot of true revelation going on right now. Even deeper than what you can learn at church. You know, like what you just learned right here is deeper than that stuff, man. I don't care what nobody say. Hey,
right.
It is what it is.
Right. So, hey, Mike, thanks for calling in.
Money can change. I mean, not necessarily being rich, but just like, you know what I'm saying, being successful. When you done came out of, you know, being from the hood and not having a whole lot, you know, it changes some people. You know what I mean? Like some of my partners I talked to that knew him, they like, damn, he's like, he said that to you? What? No, he ain't say that, man. Yeah, man, he said that shit. I'm better.
Wow.
He said, man, I'm better than you. He said, you're mad and you're jealous, but I'm better than you. I got more shit going for myself, and you're just jealous. And I was like, motherfucker. But you were to hear me, not to hit him. You know what I mean?
Right.
But shit, nigga 30-something years, I ain't going to sit there and, you know, fight like with kids, but
right.
It's all good.
Right. Man, that's some deep shit, dog. You feel what I'm saying? And I hope you people listen on the line. I got quite a few people on the line. I would like for y'all to hit the number one, though. I got some people hitting number one, but it's too many of y'all on the line not hitting number one. I'm going to come to your line. Hit the fucking number one, because I bet my homie's story is not isolated. You feel what I'm saying? Some of y'all right now are going through some similar shit with your siblings. You feel what I'm saying? And my brother's keeper, I'm talking about people in general and human beings, but I'm also, if you notice, these last set of questions are type specific. You feel what I'm saying? I'm actually getting down into people personally. You feel me? And so if you feel like that, if you've had this kind of situation come up, hit the number one. I like to hear it. You feel me? Because I think it's real interesting, and a lot of people should engage in this conversation. Maybe it can help your relationship with your sibling to understand. Maybe you will realize that you're not the only one. But at the end of the day, I want my homie Mike and whoever else is listening to try their best to patch it back up. But if somebody says something to you like, I'm better than you, how do you fix that? I don't know. I've never had it done, so I can't relate. Hey, Mike, thanks for calling in, homie. All right?
Yeah.
All right. Damn, Nooney, that was an interesting call, man. I'm glad.
That
was crazy.
I don't know the exact answer, but the only way to fix a statement like that might be the death of somebody that they care about. And like, you know, or maybe just like if like somebody's child get real sick or something, and then they have to come together to help each other. I'm not saying that those are the only things that can fix that type of pain, but
uh-huh.
Those are definitely some things that can fix it.
Yeah, you might be right. It might take something extreme like that. Shay's up next. 267-267-3TO, you have to Shay. Shay, what's happening, baby? Thanks for calling the show.
Hey.
What's going on? 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show if you're listening to me on the internet. K1's Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzum. I got my homie, Nooney Jr., on the line with me, co-hosting from the Nooney Jr. show also. Big ups to him, you feel me? Make sure you check his show out, because I'm going to his show directly after I finish this show, because he's got an interesting topic. He's going to be talking about why there's so many black single parents, and I'm going to give you the simplest answer, broken down into the common form like fractions, motherfucker. It's so easy. The answer is so easy, you wouldn't even believe it. These people are going to call in with these complicated answers, and I got the simplest fucking answer in the world, and they're going to get mad at it. But make sure you check out the Homie Nooney Jr. show after mine, alright? You feel me? So Shay, welcome to the show, episode 147. Am I my brother's keeper? That's the name of the show. Shay, do you think that people feel like we are our brothers and sisters' keeper? Now, I'm talking not about you. I'm not talking about your actual siblings right now. I'm talking about human beings, mankind. Do you think that people feel like we are our brothers and sisters' keepers? Do we really care for our fellow man by nature? Do you think it's in our nature to feel that way?
I don't think most people do, to be quite honest with you. I really don't.
You don't? Why? I mean,
I think there are some people who do, but just in their actions, their attitudes, you know, about things. I mean, sometimes you can talk with a person and tell, you know, if they genuinely, you know, care about, you know, others other than themselves. Some people are just like so self-centered like that.
But why? But so you say majority. Why do you feel like majority of people are like that? Why? Is it society? Is it the way we are? Is it an American problem? Do you think America is more of a culprit than anybody else?
Overall, Americans. I really don't know an exact answer.
I don't believe that.
I just feel like,
I don't believe it's an American problem. I think if you go somewhere else, like right now. Okay.
Well, I've never lived anywhere else, so I just have to go by from what I see around here. I know in other areas.
You don't have to live anywhere else. Just look at what they. Let me tell you something, man. See, that's why countries, borders, separation, races, all this shit comes into play when I'm having this particular topic. Okay. Right now, I'm gonna tell you the country that's right next to us, Mexico. Mexicans really don't give a fuck about what Americans' issues are. If they really gave a fuck, do you think they really would come over here and run up the goddamn, run down the healthcare system by trying to come over here and have babies in this country and then send all the money that they make back over to Mexico? They don't really give a fuck about America or Americans per se. They're giving a fuck about how can they provide for themselves. So they come over here illegally, break the laws, and come over here and do... People talk about illegal immigration only from the perspective of the American, as if the Americans are the ones that's dead wrong and we're spoiled and we don't want to. But if you are a Mexican, you don't really give a fuck about America either, because you really don't give a fuck about our laws or what kind of strain it puts on us for us to provide for a child that's not even getting revolved when the tax money is not getting revolved and circulated back into the system. They don't give a fuck. All they give a fuck about is coming to make some money to send back home to provide for their kids. That's self-centered at the end of the day.
It is, but like I was saying, I think Americans as a whole, we have an issue. It's a country issue. I mean, if I think that, you know, in each country, they're going to care more about the people in their country than they do in some other country.
So then,
as an American, I'm sure most people are going to say they care more about America than they do about Mexico or Australia or Japan. You know what I'm saying? Overall, yeah, I feel like, you know, it's country specific. You know, wherever you are, that's where your concern is going to be primarily.
But, hey, actually, they have some people that care more about people that they don't know than people that, like, I know what you're saying, but it's a lot of people. And just because you don't do it, you know, that's probably why you don't feel like that.
I didn't say I didn't do it. He asked me how do I feel about most people. He said not me.
Okay.
So I'm just answering like that, just from what I'm seeing. I personally realize that.
Hold on, Shay. See, let me say something to everybody that's on the line. Pay attention, everybody. It's funny that we even have a word for a person who gives an inordinate amount of attention to people who that's outside of themselves. We call them humanitarians. We've come up with a word to describe people who doing what everybody should do. What everybody should be. Everybody should be a humanitarian. But we had to come up with a word to call them, instead of calling them just basic human beings and calling people who don't feel that way some word. We have a word that has been made up in the English language called humanitarian. That word only exists because it is not the norm. You feel what I'm saying, Nooney? You feel what I'm saying, Shay?
Yeah.
That word wouldn't even exist.
All day long.
That word would not, the word humanitarian would not even exist if people already in general took that stance and felt like they was their brother's keeper. We got to come up with a word.
Basically, what you're saying, humanitarian is a special thing to do. Like, it's not
right.
The normal thing to do. Just like being a good father in the ghetto is not a normal thing that we expect
there
out of people. They be like, Blizzum is such a good father. What is a good father? Somebody that's there?
Right. You know what I'm saying? You feel what I'm saying, Shay? What I said?
Yeah.
You feel me? We come up with the word. We come up with a special word for people who are actually their brother's keepers. That's crazy.
People are doing what they're supposed to be doing. Period.
That's what all of us should be doing. But that lets you know right now that most of the people are not that way. That's why I had the show. See, I'm not. Hope I ain't talking over your fucking head. People, pay attention. God damn it, pay attention. You know what I'm saying? That's why I had the show. The mere fact that we even have a word, humanitarian, in the pure in the definition of the word and what it means is the fact that it means it's isolated. It's not the norm. That's why we came up with a word to call it.
That's why people get awards, humanitarian award.
Right. For doing the right
That's
thing,
like
what we all should
here.
Do.
I'm gonna give you an A just for showing up to class. When you're
right.
supposed to go to class anyway.
You're right. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, what is that about?
We give people the awards for doing the right thing. I don't get it. I don't get it. It should not. It should be that way. That should be what. And this is my whole problem. This is the problem with not just America, the world, with mankind. Now, it could be the reason why things are this way. Like Raspy said, it's the devil. If you're, you got people who are not religious who are not going to buy into that, what the homie Raspy said. Period, point blank. They don't believe the devil got any fucking thing to do with it. They believe it's human nature. You feel what I'm saying? So, you know, when you bring the devil in it, then you bring in religion. So, and some people are not religious. So they're going to say it's just human nature. It's just the way people are. We are a couple of DNA strands away from being fucking monkeys. That's the simple fucking truth of it, people. The DNA between you and a monkey is so fucking less than 1%. Really. Honestly. I know you don't want to believe you came from a monkey, and you probably didn't. And if you're religious, you probably don't want to kill me right now. But that's not the point. The point is, the simple fact and the truth of it is, we have less than 1% DNA difference between us and apes. We're primates. We're humans. We're mammals.
Hello.
We're not at the top of this evolution chain. We're not that high up as we think. Break your fucking self down. Get off your fucking high horse. Now are you with me? Are you following me now? You get where I'm coming from. Do you understand the purpose of this show? Please tell me you do. Please tell me you do. Because this is what I'm here for. This is the point. All right. Go ahead. Let me get to the next question, Shay. My God. Do you feel like you gotta be honest, Shay. You got to be honest. Do you feel like the interests of others are just as important as your own? Be honest. Do you care about little kids starving in Afghanistan as much as you care about your light bill not being able to be paid? Keep it 100.
I'm going to keep it 100. You know, like I was saying before, I do care just as much. However, wait a minute. Can I finish my statement? However, I realize there is not as much as I can do one person individually about, you know, putting food on their table tomorrow as I can paying my light bill today.
Let me ask you this, Shay. How many times have you given to the given to one of them shows with the little kids with the big stomachs and the little white person up there?
I'm glad you asked me that because I used to do that a lot.
Really?
A lot to the point where to the point where I used to give.
If your light bill couldn't have been paid, Shay. If you didn't have any money to pay your light bill, would you still give that money?
Well, that's what I was saying. I used to do that a lot, and I had to get to the point where I had to cut back.
It's because you come first. It's human nature.
If I can't take care of myself, I can't take care of nobody else. That's what it came down to. When it comes down to, you know, if I have to do something so that I can keep doing what I'm doing for myself or other people, yeah, I have to do what I do to take care of me because ain't nobody else going to do it.
Exactly. That's only. Hey, Noonie, is that just making sure you're okay, or is that being the self-centered way that I'm describing us as human beings? Am I going overboard, Noonie?
I think you are going overboard.
I'm going overboard, really. Am I really?
Because she has to. One thing about it, like, I don't know the exact definition or the exact meaning of the statement. Am I my brother's keeper?
Huh?
Hello.
What is that, Shay? Are you burning up the shit? It sounds like you're burning some shit. I thought you could cook.
Hey, my definition and my understanding might be wrong, so therefore my statement might be wrong. But I feel like she has to pay her own bill first, and then she can.
All right, okay.
She can, because it's like this: if she don't have no lights, then I mean, you know, she might catch pneumonia. It's gonna be cold. So how good can she be to anybody without lights or without water or without food or without, you know, the things that she needs? You know, now, it's one thing to give a person a small amount and help them, but she gotta pay her life first before she can help anybody else out.
It was a trick question.
I know, you tried to trick me. That's why I jumped in and had to get a little bit louder, because I was like, I ain't going to treat me like that. You don't give me like that.
No, but at the end of the day, I'm right. At the end
people.
Of the day, I'm going overboard with it, but in principle, I'm right. At the end of the day, people honestly don't give a fuck about. And you included, Shay. It doesn't make you a bad person, Shay. It doesn't make you a bad person.
If it was correct,
hold on.
It would not make me a bad person.
It doesn't.
But I'm sorry, in this situation, it is not correct. And I know because I have taken, like, my last out of my pocket to give to somebody before, somebody that I didn't necessarily know that well, just because I knew tomorrow I was going to eat, but today they was hungry. So
okay.
that's the part I looked at.
So you can honestly answer the question that way. I'm just saying. You know what? Blizzum. You selfish motherfucker, Blizzum. That's me. I guess. Shoot me now.
That don't necessarily make you selfish. It just makes us two different people.
I think I'm being 100% real when I say that. I don't feel like the interests of others are just as important as mine. I do not feel like little kids starving in another country are as important as my light bill. I don't. I can realistically say that. I'm not a humanitarian. I'm not a special person. But I can keep it 100% and say that. And I'm trying to get... But maybe I have some people on the line that are not like that. And that's cool. And I applaud y'all. Rassy said he's not like that. You said you're not like that. All I can do is give you hand claps because I'm not as good. Everybody's different. I'm not on that level with y'all. I absolutely believe my motherfucking shit I got going over here way more important than that shit over there. I may think about that and I may care, but it ain't even on the level of what the fuck I got going on. And that's the goddamn fucking truth. I'm not making no motherfucking apologies about it. But maybe I'm part of the 90% human population, and you're a humanitarian, and you're special, and so is Rasmus.
I didn't say I was special.
You are. You got it. By definition, the word special is an exception to something norm. So therefore, you have to consider yourself special. Yes, you are special. You are humanitarian.
It's called
humanitarian. That is you, baby. That is you. I'm giving you props. Can I give you props for like you arguing, please?
Well, don't give me props, but I don't think I'm something special, not like that.
If you feel like little kids over there,
because I feel like it's just right to take care of our human people.
You're special. You're special, Shay. If you believe that in your heart wholeheartedly, you're special. You are not the norm. You are humanitarian.
Well, I've been knew I wasn't the norm.
Most people don't feel that way. What'd you say?
I said I've been knew I wasn't the norm. I ain't never been normal.
Yeah. Okay, you know what I'm saying? So let me go to the next. Hold on, let me move along because I got people raising their hand. And people probably, why the fuck are all you hitting number one now? What, you got something to say about what I said? Stay the fuck by. Damn it. All right, Shay, how is your relationship with your actual brothers and sisters? Are you close? And if not, tell me why, but are you close to them?
Actually, we're really close. My sister's okay. My best friend, and my brother's like, you know, my son almost. I mean, I love him just like that.
Okay.
So we're like 10 years apart, so yeah.
Okay, so I won't go into the next line of questioning because you said you are close. Do you feel like your brothers and sisters' problems are your problems, or do you separate them? Do you say, well, my sister's got this issue over here. My sister needs a babysitter, but I got my own issues tonight. I don't want to babysit. That's her problem.
You're tripping.
Ah. Careful. I know you. Careful. Ah.
I don't want to go there. I will.
How well do you know her?
Okay. No, he already took about answer that room right there by himself. So I can say that.
No, but I'm saying.
I'm gonna answer it truthfully. I mean, with me and my sister, the way we are, we both close. She throws little things, like makes little snide remarks. My sister can hold a grudge forever. As a matter of fact, after that situation, she told me that she was going to remember that. And when I had kids and hers was grown, she was going to wait for a time when I really, really needed a babysitter and tell me no. I was like,
hey, that is a motherfucker. Revenge is a dish best served cold. All these things come to mind.
I was like, wow, really? So all the other times just didn't count? You know, all the other little sisterly deeds just went out the window, huh?
Because you could have watched
the one time that you called 2 hours before you wanted to go somewhere and I was needing to have some grown folk time. I was like, man, I need to get my drink on tonight.
I thought I was going to get away with not having to use that effect all night. And look, there you are. You made me do it. Wrong folks, kind of.
I needed a drink.
How did I even incorporate that sound effect into the show? But somehow, some way, somebody made me do it. Next question,
Shay. You brought
Shay.
Up that damn situation just so I
can
get
well, I'm just asking a question. So then your problems, are your problems, you know what I'm saying, if you need to get it in?
I haven't been there for her.
Your sister need a babysitter.
No.
It's your problem.
Wait a minute. Tell the whole story. She wanted to go out herself. It ain't like she wanted me to watch them so she could go to work or because she had to take her husband to the hospital or something like that. She wanted to go out herself. Why am I jeopardize my going out so somebody else can go have a good time and I can stay home with their kids? That's all I'm saying.
She ain't your goddamn kid. I mean, it is your niece and nephew.
I mean, I don't feel like I love them, but I was
that
like,
ain't
yeah,
damn
I
want to
go have a drink.
Them ain't your damn kids. Fuck that. All right, next question.
You ain't right.
What extremes, Shay, what extremes would you go through for your brother and sister? Would you go to jail or kill for them?
Yeah. My sister, actually, I hid some stuff for her from when she was in college to keep her from getting in trouble, getting expelled from college. I mean, to this day, I don't think my parents even really know. Because there was a letter that she had to go to, like, some little camp. Because, you know, everybody smoked weed and all that kind of shit. But apparently, she got discovered, and they were going to, you know, bust her and all this kind of stuff. And I had to pee and all this other kind of stuff. So, yeah, I was just through some extremes. I mean, covered.
Would you go to
everything.
Jail for her? Would you go to
yeah,
jail for her? You would?
Yeah, I would. If I would do all of that shit, I'm more scared of my parents than I am of jail.
Really?
Really? At that time, I'm just saying.
Okay, next question. Do you have someone in your life that you feel like is your brother or sister, but they're not actually related, but you love them like a brother and a sister?
I have a couple of cousins that are like, you know, like my brother's extended family, but I might have like one or two people, not many, because, you know, I have very few people that I really call friends. So, I mean, for my friends, I would do a lot. So, for somebody that I would call my sister or my brother, that's something really special right there. I know of one person in particular that I really call her like my sister. I mean, you know, we just like that.
All right. That's cool. All right. Well, thanks for calling in.
All right.
Let me jump to the line. I got a couple more people raising their hands, all right?
Okay.
All right. 267. That's Philly, I think. What's poppin'? You on the air with K100.
Hi.
Hey, what's going on? Thanks for calling the show. Sounding all quiet and sweet, but that's not going to save you. Episode 147. Am I my brother's keeper? Turn your radio down if you got your radio, your cute computer in the background. I can hear it. If you can, please. All right?
Yeah.
All right, thank you. Oh, so from Philly, right? That's Philly, ain't it?
Yeah.
All right, that's what's up. So here we go with the questions. Do you think that people feel like we are our brothers and sisters' keeper? Do we really care for our fellow man by nature? What do you think?
What you say? Do we care about our what?
Do we care about our brothers and sisters? Do you think people are our brothers' keepers? Do we care about each other, other people, as much as we care about ourselves in general?
Yeah, I think so.
What? Have you been listening to the show? You've been on the phone last forever. Do you really care? Okay. I see now what's gonna happen with you.
What?
Yeah. Okay. Hold on. Wait a minute. Let me stop the music. You really feel like people are our brothers and sisters keepers. You really feel like mankind and people in general really care for our fellow man by nature. That it's just, that we're born to do that, and we do that for the most part.
I think so. I think everybody has a heart.
Do you have a TV? Do you have a TV? Do you have a TV?
Yeah, I'm watching it now.
Do you watch the news?
No.
There's your problem. Music back on. So, second question. I'm just saying. Do you feel like the interests of others are just as important as your own? Do you care about little kids starving in another third world country? I won't say Africa because Mike said, why is he saying Africa? So do you care about kids starving somewhere in a third world country or in the ghetto as much as you care about your car note being paid or your light bill or your cell phone bill being turned off, being paid or turned off or what?
Yes, I do. I was actually watching one of them shows last night. I think it was from Africa or something, whatever. And I was like, yeah, when I get, like, older, I'm going to start sending them money and stuff. Cause I think that's it.
Do you have a... You're calling me from a phone right now, right?
Yeah.
It's a cell phone, right?
Yeah.
Do you pay the bill?
Yes.
Okay. So if that phone was about to get cut off, would you feel like that's as important as those little fucking kids starving in a third world country?
I would think that the little kids starving is more important.
So then you would actually go ahead and donate some money to try and make some, to try and feed some starving kids before you pay that cell phone bill. Is what you're telling me right now on the show?
I mean, like, if say if I was like around them or whatever, like say if they was right in my face or something, and I was there, and yeah, I would buy them food or something. But to send it over the phone with them, no, I would pay my phone bill first. But if I was like next to the person or whatever, yeah, I would feed them before I pay my phone bill.
I've actually been through Philly, and Philly has a lot of poor places and slums and shit. A lot of poor fucking fucked up kids in Philly. What part of Philly do you live in?
Germantown.
Is that? Do you be in the hood a lot?
Huh?
Do you be in the hood a lot?
Yeah.
When you see little kids out there, you know they're doing bad and shit. You feel me? Would you give one of them money to go get something to eat before you paid your cell phone bill?
Yeah, definitely.
Only because I don't know you and I never actually met you in person, I'm going to go ahead and applaud you. But actually, I want to fucking kill you because I think you're lying to me.
No,
I think you're lying.
I don't believe
you. Do I have to? I don't believe you. I don't believe you. I don't believe you.
I'm Samantha. You should know that I'm a nice person.
Listen, I know you're a nice person, but did you hear what I just said? Would you give those little kids in the projects up there in Philly some money before you go get your cell phone bill paid?
Yes, I would. Yes, I always be helping out people all the time. Everybody is not... People have heart. How do you think the people who do get help got help? Have heart, so.
They got help from the people who had so much fucking money, it didn't matter if they helped them. That's how they got help.
No, that's not true because, like, it was plenty of times my grandpa and myself had helped, like, one of the, like, the homeless people off the street. Like, I always give my money to somebody homeless or something like that. Or
because you got it. Because you have it and you can do it. It's not going to break you.
Yeah.
I asked the question. Yeah. Let me say this. Listen, everybody. All you... Almost 30 people on the phone line, and all you, like, what, 7 more people who got your hands raised right now. The question is, do you feel like the interests of others are just as important as your own?
Yes, I do.
Next question.
Hey, now, listen. Okay, if that's how you feel, have you ever noticed yourself getting taken advantage of, and how far did they go?
If somebody took advantage of me?
And I don't mean like just a little bit. I mean like they downright did you wrong.
What you talking about? Like one of the homeless people or like
anybody? It doesn't matter who they are. Anybody that needs that needs help.
Hey,
let me ask you a question. Does it make you change the way that you give out help, or do you still come with the same amount of help that you would always come 10 years ago from right now?
I would still come the same way because that's just the type of person I am. I'm always
now, listen, what I want to know is why are you like that? I mean, is that just how you are or have you been taught to be like that?
I'm just how I am, whatever like that. I'm just like a real nice person. But I feel real blessed, so I always look like last time when I was watching that show, I always be like, I'm so like grateful, like I feel like I'm like living like a millionaire like compared to some people. So it's like I have nothing to complain about.
Okay. So I believe you. Fine. I just had to badger you. Maybe K100 is so special that I got all these special humanitarians and people calling my line tonight. Maybe I don't know. I don't think so.
I think she is honest. I don't think everybody else who said it is honest. But you know, that's just my opinion. Hey, it is what it is.
That's what I was saying.
You don't think I'm honest?
No, that's not what I said. I said you are honest. I feel that you know you're honest, but I don't feel that everybody who's saying it or who will say it or who might say it is being honest. I just don't believe it. I would have to see it. Like with you, you have this real soft voice, and maybe I'm being tricked by it, but I just think
I think that nice soft voice that she's got is lulling you into making her believe that she's, you know, I don't know. I don't know about
But it ain't even just the voice. It's the fact that she stood up to what she was saying, no matter what you were saying. And, like, she just sounded real sincere. You know what I'm saying? She just sounded sincere to me. You know, but maybe, maybe she might be a complete idiot and imbecile in life. Who knows? But I just feel like she is telling the truth.
Okay. Well, okay, Carla. Okay. Well, Nuna Jr. believes you, but fuck it. Blizzum don't. So anyway, next question. How is your relationship with your actual siblings right now? Do you have any brothers and sisters?
Yes, I do.
How is your relationship with them?
It's crazy. Like, they get on my nerves a whole lot, but I love them enough that they get on my nerves. I got four little sisters.
Okay, well, you know, getting on your nerves and stuff when you living all in the same household and y'all got this sherry they come through wearing your clothes and all kind of shit, that's expected. That's sibling rivalry. That's what that is. But that love isn't there. So you are close and you got a good relationship with all of them?
Yeah.
Okay.
What's your ethnic group?
I'm African American.
Oh, okay. You didn't sound like it. Okay, that's what's up.
Right. So do you feel like... What'd you say?
You know who I am. It's me, Samantha.
I know who you are, Samantha. I know who you are, Samantha. I know who you are. I know exactly who you are. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just still. That doesn't change the fact that I think you're a fucking liar tonight. Okay, so next part of the question. Do you feel like your brothers and sisters' problems are yours? When your sisters have a problem or whatever, do you take it on your shoulders like it's your problem? The same like it would be your problem? Or do you be like, look, that's your goddamn problem. Get the fuck out of my room.
No, I definitely take it on like it's my problem. And that's because of my mom. Like, if they get in trouble or something, I don't want to get in trouble. If they do something bad, I get in trouble for that or whatever. Because it's like I'm like the big sister, so it's like I'm like the second mom or whatever like that. So, yeah, I definitely feel like their problems is my problem.
Okay, all right. What extremes would you go to for them? Would you go to jail for them? Would you kill for them?
I would go to jail. I would kill. I would die. All of them. Even though they get on my nerves, they are my heart.
And she sounds like a staff sergeant, man.
With that voice? I don't know.
I don't really mean with the voice. I mean with the, you know, the stuff she's saying, you know?
Right. Okay, last question, Samantha. Do you have someone in your life that you feel like is your brother and sister, but they're not actually related to you?
Oh, yeah, I have a lot. Close friends just like that.
Did you really feel like they're your brother like that, for real?
Yeah, like they could be, yeah.
Okay, so you would die and go to jail or kill for them too then?
No, I wouldn't.
Well then, damn it, god damn it, are you paying attention? I asked you a question. Now you said you would go to jail or die or kill for them. Your brothers and sisters, and I asked you, do you have anybody you feel like they like your brothers and sisters? Because the ones who I feel like that about, I'm going to go to war for them like I would about my brothers. You feel what I'm saying?
Okay, it's a difference by feeling like and actually being. So, yeah, I have a friend, her name is Lonnie, and she like my big sister. Like, she's been there for everything, helped me and stuff, but I wouldn't die or go to jail for her. Like, I love her everything. I would ride for her, like, fighting wise or whatever.
So that's just your good friend? That's just your good friend.
Yeah.
She's not like a sister. She's kind of. So. She's not like a sister though. That's just your good, very good friend. You gotta be specific. That's just
but
your very good friend, right?
Like a sister is not a sister, but it's like a sister.
No, that's your very good friend.
Fine.
If you're not gonna go to jail, die, or kill for her, that's not like your sister. That's just your very good friend. That's your homegirl.
Are you saying that your definition of brotherly love and sisterly love is what everybody should be, or are you just what are you trying to say, Mr. Blizzard?
I'm saying everybody, if you got somebody that you feel is like, love them like your brother and like your brother and your sister, I said like. Does everybody know what like means? Okay, 100.
It means equivalent.
Equivalent to. So if you got that kind of love for that person. That means when the shit pop off, you're going to treat the situation like that's your motherfucking brother out there getting into it. And I'm about to murder him.
Like, if it's a fight or something, but, like, it's a difference from actually...
But how do you... Hold on. But how do you know that you won't kill? Like, if you get into a fight, then you definitely have a chance to be killing. How do you know? You just said that you will not do it. How do you know that you will not do it?
I'm going to say it like this. Like, say if somebody hurt my sister or something. Like, say if somebody beat my sister to death or raped her or something. Or something like that. So, yeah, I'm going to go kill. But, like, if she came to me and said something like that, I'm like, well, let's call the cops or something. I'm not trying to just go with my gun and just, like...
All right.
I still got my little sister that I got to take care of.
So then you got a best friend that you kind of love, but she's not really like your sister, but that's your best friend. That's all I want to say. Can you just admit that, and I can move on?
No, I'm not going to admit that.
Fine. Next caller! Jesus Christ. It's like pulling teeth, people. It's really like pulling teeth. You get a simple fucking answer out of these people tonight. Hang on. Jesus. Noonie, do you see what I'm saying? You got people just trying
to... bro.
I'm just trying to... Can people just be specific and just keep it 100? That's all I'm asking. El Panama's up next, and then the 504, and then Twink. El Panama, what's happening, homie? Thanks for calling the show.
What's happening?
What's happening, man? You hear what I'm saying? You've been on the line long enough. You see where I'm going with these questions. Are you prepared? Are you going to keep it 100 with me, homie?
Of course.
Hey, Blizzard, you like how I set you up to say certain things? Huh? You like that, huh?
I like it. Thanks for that alley-oop, homie.
All right. Sean Kim, Gary Payton.
Episode 147. My homie's on the line. I got Noonie Jr. co-hosting with me tonight live. And make sure you guys check out the Noonie Jr. show afterwards, because I'm going to be on the Noonie Jr. show, and I'm going completely ham on these mother... I'm telling you, man, it's not going to be free for you women tonight on Noonie Jr. show. You're not going to want to hear... You're going to want to tune in to Noonie show after tonight, because I'm going to go ham on Noonie show.
That's about what makes a good mother, right?
He has a question up, and it's a simple answer, but motherfuckers are going to try to talk all the way around the answer in the simple truth, and I'm going to mash their ass for it. But anyway, we're on K100 now, and Noonie Jr. show is up next, and I'm going to be on there co-hosting with him. All right, so here we go, El Panama. Do you think that people feel like we are our brothers and sisters keepers? Do we really care for our fellow man by nature?
No, we don't.
It's the simple truth, people. It's the ugly truth, but it's the truth. It's ugly, but it is the truth. We don't give a fuck. We are some barbaric, uncaring motherfuckers. Whether it's
knock
the
you in
fault,
the head, knock you in the head of a piece of steak,
hey,
type of people.
Hey, if it's the devil's fault or it's evolution and we ain't evolved, whatever the fuck you want to pick, whatever you want to choose to believe, I don't give a shit. We are not there. We are not our brother's keepers. That is the point I'm trying to make on K100. It's a simple truth.
The show would be nice, but it ain't. We ain't there.
We not there. We just not there. All right. So do you feel like, El Panama, do you feel like the interests of the others are just as important as your own? Now keep it, please. Will you please keep it 100? Please.
Please. I've been thinking about this question while I've been listening, man, and it just ain't. I don't know why, but it just...
Because you're a human, brother.
I ain't no cold.
You're not special. You're not a humanitarian. See, there are special words for these motherfucking people. Shay's a humanitarian. Raspy Rawls is a humanitarian. Samantha's a humanitarian. You, my brother, are not a humanitarian. You are like 90% of the population of this planet. You are not special. You are not a humanitarian. Admittedly so. Of course,
don't
I don't think the first one. I think about some of my other callers are lying. They are not humanitarians. They just want to make themselves look good for my show.
Man, and don't get me wrong. I'll do whatever I can to help the next man. But at the end of the day, what I got going on over here still ain't as important as what they got going on, man.
It's one of those questions that I ask that people have a problem with answering truthfully. But I make these kind of questions up specifically to fucking see if you're going to stick to the rules of the show, which is keep it 100. Damn it.
Because Shay mentioned a good point. I mean, how can I really help somebody, I mean, really, really help them without me being right myself, being in a good spot to be able to help them? You know what I'm saying?
Some people do it. Some people do it, but you don't.
Some people do it all the time. Some people put others before themselves. You feel me? All those people who go over there, all those missionaries and shit, those motherfuckers go over there, go down in the Amazon jungle. How does a motherfucker put themselves in bad predicaments to get malaria and all kind of other shit, sweating, cutting through trees to get to some remote tribe somewhere to give these motherfuckers vaccinations who don't even fucking want it? You ain't gonna do that.
They go down to Haiti and get caught in the mudslide and their life over because they were done, you know.
I want to see all these people on the fucking phone line that's gonna do it. At least you answered and kept it 100.
I have put some people's situations before mine, but it ain't all that often. You know, I done gave one time at work, I gave this homeless guy my last $5, and I had fumes in my car. I ain't had no gas. I had fumes to get to the house.
Because
I knew I was going to get paid the next day, so, you know, I went ahead and gave it. So I don't even know if I would have made it back down 75 to get home, you know. But at the end of the day, you know, ain't nobody as important as home, you know.
That's the simple truth. That's all I want people to admit to. Do you feel like my question is that difficult to answer?
No.
It ain't that difficult. But sometimes you force it down people's throats. You know?
No, okay. Am I forcing it, Nooney? Am I forcing it down their throats today, Nooney?
I wouldn't say you're forcing it. I would say that you're just adjusting to how they keep running from it.
Thank you. I just want you to answer the question truthfully.
That's how it comes off. That's how
because
it comes
listen,
off.
Listen, listen, listen. Like, see, the difference, with talk show radio and face to face is that people on Facebook and talk show radio, they can play a role. But like when I'm in your face and I see you sweating and I smell your funk, you can't hide that. But on here, you know, you can dodge and run around. If you really get mad, you can just hang up. You can block Blizzard. You can block everybody.
Right.
But, you know, when it comes to the talk show, that's what people do, man. They don't on my show. I say it all the time. They do not keep it real.
Right.
They lie.
That's how I think some people are perceiving that you pushing it down their throat, just demanding that they see it your way. I think that's how they perceive.
Well, now that's what makes me Blizzard. That's what makes me Blizzard the host of K100.
Exactly. You got to do
that's
that.
That's the fun part of the show, and that's the great part about me being the host. And other have you ever listened to any other radio host? It could be Rush Limbaugh or Colin Hurd. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? Colin Cowherd. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't matter. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? We, as radio hosts, we're going to force our opinions on the show, but at the end of the day, I feel like what I'm saying is really the truth. Damn it.
Yeah.
That's what I feel. Okay, next question. So how is your relationship with you and your actual brothers and sisters? Are you close with your sisters and brothers?
I got one brother, and when we was younger, we wasn't that close because it's 6 years in between us.
Uh-huh.
But now that we've grown, man, we close, you know, about as close as you can get, man. Yeah.
So you are good. You got a good relationship with your siblings.
Great, great relationship.
All right, that's good. So I can go on to the next question. I don't have to go all up into that. Do you feel like your brothers and sisters' problems are yours too? Do you separate them from yourself?
I feel like certain problems, if he have them, are my problems too. Because like I'm gonna give you an example, like that thing that happened down with my nephew down there at Merritt Brown. I felt when that popped off, that was my problem too. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
But when they was mistreating my nephew, that was my problem, just as much as it was his, you know. And that's it, you know, and that's his son.
Right. But I mean, your nephew and everything. But when it popped off down there, you was like, "Fuck that! That's your people. That's your family, and that's good." You feel me? You know what I'm saying? So you do feel like your siblings and your brother's problems, your blood brother's problems, when I'm asking this specific question, is the same as yours, right?
Right.
Okay. Now, what extremes would you go to for your brothers and sisters? Would you go to jail for them? Would you kill for them? Would you die for them? Like Samantha said, she would. I didn't put that one in there, but I'm adding it now.
All of the above.
Oh, really? Are you sure? 100%?
All of the above.
All right. That's cool. So the last question. Do you have someone in your life that you feel like is your brother or sister? Let me say that again. Do you have someone in your life that you feel is like your brother and sister? Like meaning the same as brothers and sisters, but you're not actually related.
Oh, yeah, I got three friends that I had since childhood. And, you know, that's how I feel about them cats. You know, they when I see them, you know, or introduce them to somebody else, I say, this is my brother right here.
Uh-huh.
You know, even though they're not, you know.
Right, not, right.
You know,
right.
Blood relation, you know.
So you're gonna jail, kill, and die for them?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm asking the question because I don't know if you're going to pull a Samantha on me and try to switch it up. That's all I'm saying. I'm just asking. That's what's up, dog. I appreciate you calling the show. I got 14 minutes because I'm not doing the after party, so I'm jumping over to Julie. So let me go ahead and
one of them dudes boogie.
Oh, yeah? Oh, boogie?
Yes,
I didn't know, I didn't even know y'all was tight like that. I didn't know y'all was cool like that.
Boogie and Fred, shit.
But, I mean, so, wait, let me ask you. Now, see, now you said something that not because if you are like that and you've been in Atlanta this whole time and we all in Atlanta, why don't ever see you at the fucking parties and shit like that they throw in?
Man, because most of the time I had been working and shit.
Uh-huh.
And I couldn't get off and everything, and it'd be pissing me off because I don't get to go holler at them as much as I do. But ain't nothing changed. See, this is the thing, Blue. Before he started going over there to Jinx and Bay High,
uh-huh.
we all went to school over there in Springfield and, you know, in Bay Harbor together.
Right, right, right.
That's why you ain't really know about me.
Yeah, I know y'all was cool, but I didn't know you felt like that about him because I feel like them are some niggas that I ride or die for. You feel me?
And
you know what I'm saying? But I'm around them all the time. You feel what I'm saying?
I'm
around them a lot.
Cause I went to church with them cats. Grew up in the same neighborhood, walked to school, everything, you know. So they're my niggas. If they fighting, I'm fighting, you know.
All right. Well, that's what's up then. You going to the wedding?
I'm gonna try to make it.
I talk to you, sideboy.
All right,
about
man.
The damn wedding. About all the last minute planning, Trendle and Fred. That's a whole other story. I'm still my motherfucker. They own some nigga shit with this last minute shit. All right. I fucking said it on the air, nigga. I said it on the air. Damn it. All right, homie. Stay on the line, all right?
All right, man.
All right. Twink, what's up? Oh, I see Ruby's on the line, too. Here I come, Ruby. Twink, what's up?
What's up, baby?
What's going on? Thanks for calling the show. 347-934-0966. We got 12 minutes left in the show, and I'm not doing the after party tonight, so I'm going to make sure I get this. You and Ruby and another 678. Where the fuck did the 504 go? They hung up? I hate when people hang up, man. They can't wait. I wouldn't even with that call in 10 minutes, man. This type of stuff. Don't you hate that, Nooney?
You already know what time it is. They be waiting until like 20 minutes before it's over to get on, then they get mad.
Yeah, I don't know.
What's going on, Nooney?
Hello.
Okay, that's Twink right there. All right, so episode 147, let's jump into it. Twinkle, do you think that people feel like we are our brothers and sisters keepers? Do we really care for our fellow man by nature?
No.
Okay.
We
don't. What is the reason do you feel like that we don't?
Because by nature, you know, humans have this thing called self-preservation, and you can't preserve yourself trying to worry about other people.
Very interesting point. Very interesting. You might be right about that. So let me ask you this. All of these people that's been on my phone tonight saying that they do care about other people's problems as much that they, all these humanitarians that I got on the line tonight, they don't have that self-preservation button going on?
I'm not saying they don't, but, like, I believe that being a humanitarian or, you know, being nice to people is a learned trait. Like, if someone goes, oh, you must be nice to people, and you pick that up and retain it, then you're going to grow up to be a nice person and care about other people's feelings and be compassionate.
But you got people who
were
but you got humanitarians who came from the ghetto and the slums with our parents who was orphans. How do you explain that?
I mean, and that's, like I said, it's a learned thing. So, like, they could have looked at their situation like, I'm going to be better than this. I'm going to help other people. It's not something you're born with. It's something that you develop or you learn.
So I'm underdeveloped is what you're calling me.
Yes, you are undeveloped.
So what? Do you feel like, next question, do you feel like the interests of others are just as important as your own? Keep it 100.
No.
Okay,
I don't.
That's all. I'm not even going to harp on it because you just, I believe you. How is your relationship with your actual brothers and sisters? Are you close? Would you feed the baby? You going to feed the baby or what? What you going to do?
Oh, they getting ready to take a bath. They mad.
Oh, okay. Is your relationship with your actual brothers and sisters close or what?
You know what? I ain't going to say it's close. I will say we have our moments, but I will say that I have caught a charge from my brother before, so I'm not about to let anybody fuck with him.
Okay, so would you say that your brothers and sisters' problems are your problem?
No. I mean, if they need help, I'll help them, but that's it. That's on them.
You got yourself
in it. Figure out how to get yourself out.
Oh, okay then. All right. Well, your relationship with your brothers, but you would say that y'all are good, but you just, their problems are not your problems, though. It's not like that.
I mean, all right, well, let me rephrase that. If all of their problems are not my problems, there are some of their problems that I'm like, you know what, fuck it, I'll take care of it. But I'm not going to pick up on everything. Like, if it's some dumb shit, you shouldn't have done it, or you can take care of that. But if it's some major shit where, you know, they spend the fuck up their entire life, all right, I got you. I'm going to figure out how to help you out through this.
Okay, all right. So what extremes would you go to for your brothers and sisters? Would you go to jail, kill, or die for them?
I've actually gone to jail for attempted murder for my little brother before.
Damn. Whoa. Attempted murder, Charlie? Of course you got to tell us that story. Please go.
I was trespassing on school property. Some kid tried to jump my little brother, and I beat his ass, tossed him across the gymnasium, and then before I can dip out, I didn't get a chance to dip out before the police got there, and I got caught up. And
but attempted murder? I mean, whoa. Attempted murder was the charge, right?
Yes, because I had...
What the fuck did you do to him? How did you get to attempted murder? What, did you beat him unconscious or what? What did you do?
No, I had a knife on me at the time.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so instead of them just giving me assault with a deadly weapon, they gave me attempted murder. Because
did you stab him?
No, I didn't. I would have, but I didn't.
So obviously you won the case.
Huh?
Did you win the case? Did it get cleared out? Did it get thrown out or what?
Oh, all the evidence went missing. We just gonna say that.
I love it, I like the fact that people get off. Fuck the police. All right, so last question. Do you have someone in your life that you feel like is your brother and sister, but you're not actually related?
Yes.
Would you die, kill, and go to jail for them?
Yes, I would.
Good.
Matter of fact, she should be on the phone with me right now.
Is it Ruby Candy?
No, it's Honey Bunny.
Honey Bunny's not on my line. What is her phone number?
She's on my phone.
Honey.
Yes.
Wait a minute. Let me tell you motherfucker something right goddamn now. Don't be calling the show three-way and shit, and I got other folks on the line, and you don't acknowledge the fact, okay? Tell me who the fuck I'm on the line with. I said I'm on the line with Twink, but really I'm on the line with Twink and Honey. Damn it, man.
Get him.
I figured if she wanted to talk, she would have said
get
something.
Get him again.
I don't, shit, she on the line.
Get him again. Get him again.
Listen, that's how you know. Look, at least you know I kept everything 100 because I let you know now if I was lying, she'd have pulled me up on it right quick.
Hey, Honey Bunny.
Yes.
Thanks for calling in and not calling in at the same time. But anyway, would you kill, go to jail for it and die for Twink?
Yes.
You would ride or die?
Yes.
Are you a fucking humanitarian or something?
Honey Bunny is a humanitarian.
Hey, I'm not talking to you, Twink. Honey Bunny, are you a humanitarian?
I'm a humanitarian, but I do have a big heart.
So I try when I can. I give when
so
I can.
So you care about the little kids starving in Africa more than you do about your light bill? Same amount. You care both of them the same.
I mean, I'm gonna pay my light bill, but that's a sad situation. But there's kids in America that are starving too. So
any poor kid, you care about them as much as you care about your life.
I'm gonna pay my bill.
So you don't. Okay, fine. You're not a humanitarian, but you might be a nice person. Thanks for calling the show. Well, thanks for not calling the show, but thanks for being online. Keep calling the show. I'm calling people out. That's what I do over here. Okay, 100.
Put them out there.
How many times have you been on my show like this that I don't know of?
This is my first time coming on. No,
kill him again. Kill him again. Kill him again.
That's Nooney Jr. You know Nooney Jr.?
Yes, he called in last night.
Oh. Y'all call over to Nooney Show after the K100 show, because I'm going over there and I'm going ham on some women tonight. Because I know y'all going to be with that bullshit. Bye.
You know what? I'm not, because I'm a single parent, and I'm not about to hand no bullshit. I'm going to keep 100.
All right. Well, make sure you be there, because I'll be there. You guys hold on and put a pin in that baby mouth. Damn it. Ruby Candy. What's happening, Ruby?
Hey, babe.
Let's talk to the show.
Okay.
All right, we're winding down to the end of the show, 347. I'm not doing that before, so we're coming up on the end of the show. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in, but I'm going to handle Ruby real quick. Not really handle Ruby. God damn it, anybody children tonight?
No, my baby's singing. He's singing. He just, him and my mom was singing Stomp the Devil Out, and he's singing it.
All right, Ruby, we got 4 minutes. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully.
Okay, let's make it quick. The first question, I'm going to say no, because I think that most of us are selfish. Second question, what was the second question?
Do you feel like the interests of others are just as important as your own?
In the Bible, it says, take care of your home before you take care of any others. So my household comes first.
It says, be my brother's keepers also. That's why I got the
right. Be my brother's keepers. That's not a lot of people listen to that.
Oh, so you're one of these people who pick and choose out the parts out of the Bible. Okay,
right.
Fine. Yeah. So how is your relationship with your actual brothers and sisters? Are you close?
Yes. Yes.
You are?
I'm close with some, except one.
Why are you not close with that one? What's wrong?
Because the stuff that went down with me and my other brother, the part about the case, he didn't agree on it, so he's not talking to either one of us. Basically, he's not really talking to the family.
Are you really still cool with the brother that you fucked his wife? I'm just absolutely curious.
Yes,
are y'all?
I am. Yes, I am. It wasn't his wife.
The brother's wife.
It wasn't his wife.
Fucked the brother's
wife. Hey, man, Ruby should work at Savage Life Entertainment.
It wasn't his wife. It wasn't my fault.
It was his girlfriend. You fucked your brother's
his
girlfriend.
Fiance. His fiance.
Next question. What extremes would you go to for your brothers and sisters? Would you go to jail, kill, or die for them?
I'd do anything for my brothers. Anything.
Really?
If I had a little sister, I'd do the same thing. I'd ride or die for that little bitch. You know what I'm saying? That's how family's supposed to be, your brothers and your sisters. Regardless of what they do to you, sometimes it's just like you can take it so far, you can go so far, until it's just the end of it. I mean, some of them is just so close. Shit, like y'all was saying, ain't nobody fuck with them. I could fuck with them, but let somebody else fuck with them. I don't think so.
All right. So last question. Do you have someone in your life that you feel like is like your brothers and sisters, but you're not actually related?
Yes.
Who's that?
Yes, I have a few people.
And would you kill, go to jail, or die for them too? The same as
yes.
your brother?
Yes.
Really? Literally?
Yes.
Without question?
Without a question.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for calling the show. All right?
All right.
Stand by. You can catch me on Nooney Show. You already know where I'll be at.
Yes.
All right. Real quick, I got one time for one more caller. 361, Jana, you're on the air.
Hey, Blizzum, what's up?
What's going on? Thanks for calling the show, Jana. I'm going to go ahead and squeeze you in here because you called in earlier and then you called back all late before I go off air. I'm going to try and grab all these callers that's raising your hand before I actually sign off. If you're listening on the internet, you got like 30 seconds to dial 347-934-0966. After I take the rest of these callers, I'm going to switch over and I'm going to be over on the Nooney Jr. Live Show. All right? So you go over there and check me out over there. I'm not doing a real true after party. I'm just going to make sure I grab all of my callers. I see an 832-576, though. I'll take that call, too, if you can hold on after I take Jenna. And if I don't have any more people that's raising their hand, I'll go ahead and close the show out. All right. So, Jenna, episode 147. Do you feel like people are our brother's keeper, our brothers and sisters' keeper?
Meaning what exactly?
Meaning, do you feel like people care about their fellow man and their fellow sister as much as they should? Do we care about the well-being of our fellow man and our fellow brothers and sisters on this planet?
Oh, hell no.
Oh, okay. Okay, all right. So let me ask you a specific question. You yourself, do you feel like other people's interests and issues are just as important as your own? Do you feel like a little kid starving in a third world country is just as important as your light bill getting paid? Keep it fucking 100.
You worry about it, but you're not going to be putting your light bill and all that on hold just to provide for them. You know, it's hard out here. You got to provide for yourself. You got family to feed.
That's cool. You got a mortgage.
Hey, Jenna.
You know. You're pitching to the choir, baby. Hey, I'm with you. Okay, fuck that shit. I'm not a humanitarian, and you're not special either, Jenna. Thanks for keeping it 100. Next question. How is your relationship with your actual brothers and sisters? Are you close?
Not as much as it used to be when I was younger.
Why not?
Whenever I got older, it just like, I don't know, all just went separate ways.
Y'all went your separate way. I mean, that's still y'all. I mean, I ain't saying you gotta. You know, y'all don't sleep in the same house together no more. So you're not gonna talk every day. But why you feel like you're not closer? You don't. You know, you're not. What happened? Anything happen?
Nothing happened. It's just we all are busy with our own families now. It's not like we don't talk or anything. It's just that we got our own lives now. It's not like we don't get together sometimes, and you know. Reminisce, but it's just not the same. It's not the same.
Okay. So do you feel? So then you would say that you don't feel like? Do you feel like your brothers and sisters' problems are yours?
For the most part, no.
Okay. All right. What extremes would you go to for your brothers and sisters? Would you go to jail for them or kill for them?
No.
Okay. Last question. Do you have someone in your life that you feel like is like a brother and sister, which is obviously at this point not that special, I guess?
Yeah, one.
Sixth grade, yeah. Right. I want to point out that Jenna is the first white person that called the show tonight. And sadly, Jenna, I hate to be stereotypical, but you know I got to keep it 100. You're the first person who said that they won't kill and steal for their brothers. You know that stereotype that we have about white people when we say white people treat their family like that? White people ain't close to their family like black people is? Yeah. I'm just saying. The first white person that called in and said they wouldn't kill or go to jail for their brothers. That's all I'm saying. Now, that's just a cut. That's just a simple 100 truth about it.
I'm not being racist.
Okay.
To keep it all the way.
Don't go back, I don't have no full blood.
I don't have no full blood brother or sister. I only have, like, okay, the four members are two brothers and one sister. The one brother and the one sister are actually adopted by my aunt.
Not the same thing.
Yeah. So, and then my brother.
So you don't have any brothers and sisters?
Just one. He's my half. Different dad, same mom.
No, wait. What the fuck do you mean that's your half? That's your fucking brother.
I know, I'm saying, but, like, no full-blooded, you know, brother or sister.
I don't have a full-blooded brother or sister, but I'm the only parent that my mom and my natural dad had. And then my mom got remarried and my dad got remarried, so all of my other siblings are half,
right.
or what people call half, but I murk a motherfucker over the same, like, we got the same daddies and mamas.
Right. No, he's the only one close that I'm actually closest to.
Uh-huh.
Out of all of them, like, he's the pretty much only one, because we're separated. We're, like, the outcast to the innocent ones, to actually doing something with our lives, to the opposed to not doing shit. You know what I'm saying? And so we're kind of, like, separated. It's crazy. I can't go into it.
but it's on some other shit.
Okay. All right. All right. Well, thanks for calling the show, Jenna. I feel you. I was just trying to, I was just hoping that you wasn't going to be the one person that called in and said they wouldn't kill or rob for their people. I'm like, oh, not the one white person that doesn't. Then people are going to say, see, that's just because she's white. And I didn't want to get into all that with my listeners. You know, I don't like to be stereotypical on K100. You know what I'm saying? That's all. So now that we cleared it up a
little
bit.
It's not like I wouldn't cut for them, but, you know, it's just, it's the dynamic in my brothers and sisters. It's not like how it once used to be when we were younger. It's totally changed, and the only one that's actually stuck by me is the only one I can actually call a brother.
Right. Okay.
You know, it is what it is, but at the end of the day, I still got love for him. I'll still do whatever, and he'll do whatever for me, but it's just, I'm the youngest out of all of them, and so like they were my protectors. They're 8, 9, 10 years older than me. So
right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, okay then. All right. I feel what you're saying. I feel what you're saying, Jenna. All right. Well, thanks for calling the show, and I'm getting ready to end the show real quick. All right.
All right.
All right. Once again, thanks everybody for calling the show. I'm going to be jumping over to the Nooney Jr. live show. So of course, you know, I rose with the homie Nooney. He was on the show co-hosting, and I told him I would co-host with him today. So that's where I'm going to be. All right. So I'm not having an after party. I'm cutting it short tonight. All right. Thanks for tuning in to K1's Internet Radio. Really appreciate it. Catch me tomorrow for episode 148. Don't even know what it's going to be about, but well, you'll hear it. Thanks everybody that tuned in on the internet, and thanks everybody that's listening to this via the podcast, and everybody that called on the phone lines. I'm your host, Blizzum, and I'm out, man. Holla at you later.